And then you had a radio in the pub. I mean, that would have been early enough too, James.
Like, yeah, well,
there would have been a few.
Just shortly after the ESB came in.
Mm.
See, there were old radios before that were the wet battery and the dry battery. But then the ESB came in 54, I think it was. Yeah, 54. So everybody bought an electric radio. Well, anybody who could afford one got an electric radio.
And what about in your home? Did you have a radio, like, on the farm where you were brought up?
Oh, yeah, we had, as I said, the old wet and dry battery radio. You had to have the wet battery. Some of them had to be charged every so often. And the other one, you had to buy it so often. I think it was a dry battery you bought. Wet battery was charged.
How long would that battery last then?
Ah, it depends on what you would use. It wouldn't last that bloody long altogether. Maybe about a month or so. You always had two. You would have one in with the fella that was charging them always. And then when this one run out that you had at home, all you had to do was go to him and collect the other one. And you were never out of a radio, if you know what I mean.
No, no.